Beginnen kann da mit sagen, sie beim Zapf beginnen, wir gehen am Rauf, beginnen das Mal, beginnen sich mal verkehrt, schau, wo das Name kommt. What does it mean, the son of the loved one and the son of the hated one, that you would think that it changes for the Bechaira? You think there's a Huva of Nehem Akum? That must mean that it's a Huva bin Nisu'el. Because Tais explains, the Pshit is obviously the Mishvila Havas or Sin Zabal, because if the husband loves or hates one of the women, that's not going to remove the merit of the firstborn son. And that's what the Gemara is explaining. And then Tais is beginning to say, wait a second, the name maybe says Nuha Hanyu Risha, means a wicked woman, that she is hated in front of Hashem. So it says, yeah, but if you're someone, you can say, it's not the Mashmala Huva is no bin Nisu'el. It sounds like the love and the hatred is regarding her marriage. Then Bidishma Daba, and if it's regarding a wicked woman, then Malaynisya Namishna, then she'd hate her even without the marriage. Obviously, it means, like we said, that the marriage is hated because, as a verb, this marriage is not sanctioned. Next says, Mata begins to come over to Bisbe Yehuda. He says, oh, you need both sources. One is regarding the wife's a maidservant, or one is the woman's a non-Jewish woman. That's the first thing we can say. But I'm like, why do you need the pasuk of the woman and her children? The offspring is when she's a maidservant. What do you mean? From the daughter of your father's wife. You learn them both. Because not only is there no ishes for his gechum, there's also not for a shivcha. So why do you need two pasukim? So it says, Visham, what you can say is no. The hamak mina krah, because you would have said the pasuk is referring to, even though both could be explained in these words, but you would have said, the one that's more logical. The idach and the other one, it would have included from we say Melezes Chutz, which is Benjamin Levi Chayitz. Whether we say that your father, yeah, you have to remove her. Also, Kedusha not Taifas. And if we needed both sources, even though the pasuk could tolerate both, but you would have only included one. And if we would tell you that it's by the when the woman is non-Jewish, oh, I would say Mishum Lashaych Mitzvah because she's not applicable by Mitzvah, but Bishukha that she is, maybe I would say that it is included in the sister. Which actually says Levitzurkh really didn't have to have this necessity of this Svara, because the Ivizkhum Lim Hashbad Bakra doesn't say explicitly anywhere in the Pasuk that it's referring to a non-Jewish woman. But Tamakamasagi, really the first the first half of the Trichus is only what's necessary. The Ilav Ilchad Kruk, he only had one Pasuk, and Makim Neshikh, who says too much Shikh, because she has no lineage. And you don't have to say that, oh, if you said Ivizkhum, because there is no Pasuk running Ivizkhum. Now that we have a reasoning by the Bezikachavim, so lovely Krad Yishvul Del. Why do you need a Pasuk Yishvul Del? Because each one has a Svara, the Haman Amef, because which one, none of them is better than the other one. There's something what you could say is that I would have thought to say, timer, the Lishav of Mitzvah, I would have said that's better, but and I would have said that it's referring to that of the non Jewish woman. Now, Tais says, okay, so that's what you would have said. Then, do you tell me that I would not have known that from Shivcha? And the fact that you tell me you have to say both psukim, why is that? Because ultimately, yes, although I am saying that the strong one is Nachra, so I still have to have a separate pasuk like from Han, I would not know that from Shivcha. Because Kibin Dekim Shivcha Tam Koldu, since ultimately it does have its own reasoning, as the Gemara brings, that of that in Lachayas, so therefore that's why you have to say both. Next to the beginning of the Gemara, regarding a non-Jewish woman or a non-Jewish man or a slave that has relations with a Jewish woman, the child is going to be kosher. And King Gears, I couldn't just ask the Gears that Rashi has. So do most texts have like this. Most texts say the words not of blood kosher, but of blood as mamzer. That's the Gears. And the reason is, given the Basi Israel Shadi law, you're right, since we're saying that it is a kosher meaning. So actually, Shadin Tazir have a Tve Mamza actually makes it more of a reason to be a Mamza. We might have a Shadin Mamza because it actually would be non Jew. The Mamza is Labikhavim, although it's not a Jew, which is so to speak inferior, but that actually is a Mamza by non Jews. Tazir comes to add and to prove this idea that is the appropriate Girsa, that the understanding of Bincha is actually what makes it more of a Mamza. So it sounds like from the Gemara previously, the Gemara Birchim said, Berakamad David Zayman Alf, that we said regarding the Aser Zashvatim, we said, Bekulim Psul. In other words, majority of the 10 tribes are considered Mamzeim because they got intermarried with the non-Jewish women. And therefore, their children are Yisraelim, but they're Mamzeim. Other comment then reviewed this as, when the Shmuel Amei said to me that if the 10 tribes marry non-Jewish women, then actually the children are not Mamzeim. They're actually Gentiles. Because Bin Chabam Israelis is Bin Chab, but in Bin Chabam Bezikachab Mekar Bechad, it's not called your son El Benah. When the mother is not Jewish, it's called her son. So actually, there's actually no problem. Any chayish kedushim, and we're not concerned with kedushim because David Gachomu for the mamzer are actually non-Jews and not a mamzer. Now, it sounds like from this gemara again that someone that's from Israel, even the mamzer is called bincha, and therefore that's what Shmuel said. That's called these are not called bincha. Therefore, there's no problem about mamzers. Problem is, well, the min pek b'yesh b'char, the gemara sounds like because of mamzer melavka b'leviya regarding a levi, a bas levi, she's not an avgachabim, that if she became impregnated from a non-Jewish man, but not part of Islam, her child is still going to be exempt from the five slum like it is by Shevet Levi, which is like him. And the Gemara says, don't say only Lamanda Min Mazam Mazalad, it's only for the one that says that we don't consider the child filthy. Lamanda Mazam, and even according to the one that holds that we consider the child filthy, still, but Levi Possel, like we're still considered an invalid Levi. Now, what it sounds like, and this is what's bothering Tais, is that when it says Mazam Mazalad, that means Mamzer. And the Gemara means to say is, don't say only according to one that says that he's a Levi, which would mean to say that he's not a mamzer. It sounds like that meaning if it's not a mamzer, then we call him a levi. No, even according to Madama, that it would be a mamzer, we'd still call him a levi. But it's just called levi pasul. The problem is, it's exactly opposite of what we said over here. That is, according to one who holds that a mamzer, you're saying it's more after the lineage of the mother that's Jewish, and according to one that says not a mamzer is more after the father, and therefore not a mamzer. But to the contrary, the one who holds that it's a mamzer, that means to say that it's related after the mother. That's more logical to say that would be the one that's a levi, more than the one that holds that we go after the gentile father. So let me read. The read actually says no. It's actually not the way we would assume. The mandam emezamin. What that means to say actually, ha'ne mandam avlad mamzer actually is the one that says when it's emezamin doesn't mean that the child's not a mamzer. Actually, one that holds it is a mamzer because the lav bas of gechav shadin actually because that's not going after the gentile because. But Lashem Ezamin is not for Lashem Mamzer. So it's Lashem Evdi Kachavim Shem Uzamin, as the Gemara elsewhere says in Shabbos, Kavben Bob, that the filth of the Eitz Adas is in the Gentiles, but that removed from Klai Yisrael by Har Sinai. And therefore it's actually, as we had explained over here, where it's the same Svara that's more logical, that it's considered that of the Mamzer. Actually, if you're going after the mother, that is a Leviya. But in contrast, like Pirisham became Rashi, but it does not explain like that. Rather, explain Mizuman actually does mean regarding this concept of Mamzeres, as we had assumed in our question. Next test, Masal begins with Gemara. Hu b'shev umes k'siv. Well, that halacha is talking about kiyaser es bintcha. That is the Gemara is asking. Well, that's talking about the shev umes. How do you know regarding all non-Jews? Which Tais is bothered. He says, "Vavgav de leisachinim." Although this idea of not saying, doing something nice to, or saying something pleasant about a Gentile, the same name it says, but in the context of that pasuk, meaning parak of the mesachs about in the first parak about zedav chov menal tikkum or tals b'cholum, so the abitz comments regarding all idol worshippers, not only regarding the seven nations, and hachalim meaning lemezayin umas. Here we don't say that it's talking about. By the seven nations, Elmasham the Chiyaser, only because Chiyaser Mashma Shuba Umis. That sounds like it's the seven nations, Mesirin Tvei, because they're more of taking a Jew away from Judaism, and that's more by the seven nations, and the Ilav Chiyaser, not for Chiyaser, have a beginning lay Nam Bchalumis. Yeah, you're right. We would have said it's all by the old nations. So therefore, again, that's exactly what we're saying. That's why Israel is the Chonim, which doesn't say Chiyaser, applies by all the nations. And Reb Shimon, it's the opposite, as Agamemnon explains. The time the Kohi explains reading the Pesukim, so Ilav Kiyasa, it's not for the extra words Kiyasa, but the Shinin, the time of the Kohi, Mishma Sar, he would have said the reasoning of the Pesuk is because it's removing a Jew from Judaism. He would have said specifically by the seven nations which do more. But again, regarding if it doesn't say Kiyasa, like by the Sechinim, therefore you're right, it's by all nations of the world. Then the Tais of Mtem begins to say there's another prohibition that says also, the Leisis Chatenbaum, not to intermarry. The Simnam Hilzen says within that context, so also Magmin Davka Bezayin Umas, but that's that specifically regarding the seven nations. Avagavdin Shaykh Shema Hasara, there it doesn't say this idea of Kiyasar, because the Begiru scenario, and it doesn't even have the concept of Hasar, because this idea of intermarrying is tomorrow, even if they convert, like the Gemara says, Leim Nafayin Vam Medam. So why are we saying it only by the seven nations? What you can say is that you have to say the Efshalot Mechalum is that it cannot be by all nations. Because the Ma'asa Geram, the Ma'abim, the Shubadim, from the fact that Torah tells us that certain type of Geram are forbidden. Mechalum, the Shai Geram, Shari Biso, obviously other Geram are permitted. Therefore, when we're saying that you're not allowed to, when they convert, is obviously only regarding the seven nations. But then Tesis says, okay, so you're saying that Leitachinim and all the other halachas are talking about all the nations, except where the Torah gave the reason in Kiyasa that's saying specifically the seven nations of Canaan. So sometimes I'm going to say, "Beichakars b'Shlemim chirim melech tzoros." How did Shlemim make a covenant with chirim the melech tzoros? That's the beichakars b'Shlemim. They made a covenant that says melechem aleph. But simply sichazam b'Shlemim 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 b'Shlem Whereas we said, just like Lisachin is by all, so too that in the same pasuk, it's saying this idea of the bris. So how could he make with another tzuri not from the for shiva umos? Because maybe the covenant is only if it's for the purposes of idolatry. Like there's another pasuk in Shema, and since obviously there was not for avodah zarah, it was committed for Shlomo Melech to make a bris. Or Shema, or maybe another pshat you could say is Chir Melech Tzur Geir Teshuvah, and we're resident convert, which again, he's mekabel the Shev Mitzvah Nayach. Therefore, there was no problem about making a bris with him. Or, but literally, another interpretation says this appears to me is the limits of Chris Bris, the making the covenant was El Dafkir Shavuimis. No, that you know specifically it was only for the seven nations. Bringing the Chesivah Gabbai because it says in regarding the Gabbai in Yeshua, it says Ulay Bekibi Ato Yosher Beit Echos Chabris. Which says regarding, you see, it's referring to maybe from the Sheva Umos. Mashman Shah Umashari sounds like that for the other nations. It's permitted. That's why Shlomo Melech was permitted to do this. Now, but then ties bottom with his last answer. Is but Leisachim, you tell me, is by all the nations. So, but isn't that said in the context of the Bris? So Tais says, yeah, because Kriz Brishani, making covenant is different, because the Muchachina in Yonik is obvious from the context, the Ayurdafka Rishabum is that's only by the seven nations, like it says, don't keep any life, any person alive, with the Dafka Zayin Ha'umais, it's only the seven nations that they were commanded to wipe them out. So obviously it says explicitly it's around those seven nations. And the Tziva Kosa, the Pasuk is commanding not to make a covenant of peace with them, meaning not to hit them, because they would want to conquer itself. So therefore it was obvious that the Kriz Bris was regarding the seven nations that they had an obligation to wipe them out. Who's the one that's good to be with? So therefore that makes sense. Why, yeah, again, he's going to be Lashon Tasai, and there was not going to be difficult regarding this limud, as we explained, that it makes sense only according to Shimon, and he is the same as that is that Tadama for the Rabban. Now, Tais says interestingly, in the Gemara Kedushin of Samechesim Beis Isahak Sogit, we have the same sugya with the same question. Umeshal Ben Yachai gives a different answer, not like the one we have in our different Maschal Taisis. The Gemara, their answer, Damakar, the pasuk says Kisi Yanov is going to be, and which means that of Havaya, which is Kedushin, and says be all the way we can give birth to him, which tells you Kolecha the Kriin Be Kisi Yanov, wherever you have Kisi Yanov. Then Kriin Baby Yodula, then we're saying that it's like giving birth to him, which obviously tells us also the opposite. And therefore, by a non-Jewish woman, we condition a typhus, so the son's not going to be considered his son. And Taiz points out that so too the Gemara that continues not like a Gemara. But coming on Mibasalka says after that, if that's the case, that you could learn that from Kisiano. So Yishabal Del Lomali, why do you need the pasuk Yishabal Del? So the Gemara says, you're right. You don't need the pasuk for Shevka. Rather, it's Mukila the Drasha Chiti. They use it for some other Drasha. And but like comment, and the Gemara does not say like Argama says over here, Chad b'Shevka, Chad b'Vez, Chad b'Tzrichin, you'd have both of them. Rather, they hold it. You're going to have both out from the same pasuk.